When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome into another episode of the Wolverine.com recruiting podcast. I'm your host, EJ Holland. Michigan has landed another 2023 commitment, this time coming from edge rusher Aymeric Kumba out of France. Michigan exploring international waters thanks to new defensive line coach Mike Elston. Some of you guys may remember the recruitment of Julius Welshoff, a German defensive lineman who picked Michigan several years back. That was through Brandon Collier. So if you're familiar with that recruitment, Brandon Collier runs PPI Recruits out of Germany. He actually helps international prospects from across Europe and several other different countries. He has his own recruiting database. He brings international prospects over to the United States for the Dream Chasers Tour summer tour, where they see several different colleges and compete at different camps across the United States. So Aymeric Kumba was part of that, and he had a chance to perform in front of Mike Elston at the Michigan staff at their satellite camp in Atlanta. He also had a chance to meet with Elston again at the Michigan satellite camp in Dallas-Fort Worth. Elston was so impressed with his performance in Atlanta and just continuing to size him up throughout the summer satellite tour season that he brought him in for an unofficial visit, broke down film with him, spent some time with him, and really pushed for his commitment. There were a couple of admissions hurdles to clear. Once Michigan got past that, they were able to take his commitment and had another interesting addition to the 2023 recruiting class. Like I said, Brandon Collier played a big role there. Mike Elston actually developed a strong relationship with him during his time at Notre Dame. And so when Michigan landed Welshoff, that was through Collier and defensive coordinator Don Brown. Collier played for Don Brown at the collegiate level. Don Brown obviously no longer on staff at Michigan, so things kind of quieted down a bit between Michigan and international prospects with Elston on staff. I fully expect the Wolverines to continue to explore prospects overseas. Aymeric himself is definitely an interesting prospect, 6'5", 230 pounds, has a 7'2" wingspan, ran a 4.7 40 at one of the summer satellite camps. So he is a really impressive athlete. Now with international prospects, it's really tough to gauge where they're at. They haven't been playing the sport for very long. They don't play against very quality competition. But I think in his one-on-one reps that are out on social media, Aymeric Kumba was definitely impressive going against D1 level offensive linemen, winning a lot of reps, looking impressive doing so. Obviously, he's going to have to develop from a technical standpoint, but Mike Elston is one of the best identifiers of talent and one of the best talent developers in all of college football. So I think Aymeric Kumba is definitely going into the perfect situation at Michigan with Mike Elston, and the program itself obviously having a recent tradition of producing first-round NFL defensive linemen and edge rushers. You had Aiden Hutchinson obviously go this past year, and then David Ojabo going in the second round, but would have been a first-rounder if not the injury. So a lot to like about Aymeric Kumba's upside, and I think it's a great fit for him. Let's go ahead and head to our famous message board, The Fort, for some fan comments, kind of give some reaction to some questions and comments here. First one comes from Mark78, and he says, do all three edge guys look to stay at that position, or would you expect one or more to move? So yeah, all three edge prospects are definitely interesting. Again, you have Aymeric Kumba's an international guy, definitely going to need at least 2 years to really develop. But I do think he sticks as an edge rusher. I mean, that length is phenomenal and the potential is unreal. And with Collins Anchimpong, I think there's been a lot of question marks in regards to his height. He's 6'8". Is that too tall? I don't think so. I think he's built like an edge guy. He's put on some really good weight. I think his frame is better used on the defensive side of the ball as opposed to maybe trying to turn him into an offensive tackle. I think he sticks as a true edge guy. I think you can throw him in at tight end. He can definitely catch the ball. I've seen some 7-on-7 clips of him dominating in the red zone, but I definitely think he's an edge guy. And then Eno Etta is one of the more intriguing prospects to me. He's already 6'5", 255 pounds, so he's a little stockier edge rusher. They've kind of told him he's going to play more of the Aiden Hutchinson type of role. My only concern with Etta is, does he add more weight? If he adds more weight, does he spin down to more of a 3 technique, 5 technique, you know, Mike Morris type of role? We'll see. I think that's a possibility, but right now all three guys are being told they'll be edge guys, and all three guys with a lot of upside. Etta has only been playing football for 3 years, and Chimpong only has 1 year of football experience under his belt. And then Kumba, obviously being an international prospect, is new to football as well. So it's arguably the edge class with the biggest upside nationally. Let's go back to the fort for another question. We'll have our producer Trevor Ritchie continue to pull him up. This one comes from Sky Sport. He says, is there any possibility that Kumba plays at a U.S. high school next year? That's a good question. You know, I've been trying to get some more information on that. Kumba actually just led his French national team to a championship, so that was big for him. It's getting kind of late for him to transfer over to a high school. We're already in mid-July. Obviously, high school football practices start in August. At the very worst, Kumba obviously had a great international season with his club team, and he'll continue to train with Brandon Collier. So it's not like he's gotten no snaps throughout the year. He had his club season. He obviously camped at various schools this summer, and he has Collier there in Europe to train with, to do more private sessions, to continue to enhance his game from a technical standpoint. So unclear if he's going to play at the high school level. I would say it's looking a little doubtful at this time, but we'll see if anything changes. Let's go ahead and go over to our next comment on the Fort message board. This one comes from Ryan Rett. He says, fun stat for you all, Kumba has a larger wingspan at 7'2" than the last three defensive ends to go number one overall, Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, and Trayvon Walker. That's a really interesting stat from Ryan Rett, and it just shows, again, the upside of Aimeric Kumba. He's only 6'5", so he's the same height as Eno Etta, but that 7'2" wingspan, that's crazy. It's clear that Mike Elston is really, really valuing length off the edge. He likes taller, longer guys for kind of that David Ajabo type of role. And then he still values length in the Aiden Hutchinson role, but likes kind of bigger guys like Eno Etta for that side. But I think Aimeric Kumba's length is insane. It's crazy that this kid hasn't played a ton of football and looks the way he does in those camp clips. And a lot of the battles he wins is because of his length. And it's impressive that he knows how to use that length to his advantage despite limited playing experience. So again, kind of just overall closing thoughts. I feel like Aimeric Kumba is not a guy that's really dominating the headlines right now or getting fans super excited. But I think this is a kid that you stash away for 2 or 3 years, and then he could definitely have a breakout type of David Ajabo season. And like I mentioned at the top of the show, there's nobody better to maximize that potential than Mike Elston. So another really intriguing land for a really intriguing edge class at the University of Michigan. As always, subscribe to thewolverine.com right now, $1 for 1 year. Thank you.